Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos, Daf Beis, Shavuos 2a, pagination is theoretically 3, starting the beginning of the Masechta. So the Masechta begins, Shavuos, Oaths, Shtayim Shehin Arba, start as 2 cases, and they end up becoming 4 cases. Rashi tells us, B'shavuas bitui, we're talking about an oath, and the term associated with this type of oath is bitui sfasayim, that it was articulated with the lips. It's a basic oath. By a basic oath, to jump ahead of ourselves, we mean that either the person made an oath that he's going to do something or not going to do something, or that something did happen or did not happen, and it turns out that he's lying. Now, in general, we really don't want people to make oaths. An oath is a very serious thing. But if he were to do it, the truthful oath is not intrinsically a violation. It's the untrue oath that's the violation. In addition to that, the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos outlines that there are 4 different types of categories of oaths that we'll be discussing. Shavuos Bitui, as we just mentioned, an oath that was articulated. And the whole issue here is that it's false, either purposely or unintentionally, but he said something false. Then there's Shavuos Shav, something that's intrinsically false. It simply is not true. He makes an oath that the heavens are the earth, or the earth is the heavens, that a man is a woman is a man. He makes oaths that just, they're not true. Then there's Shavuos HaPikadon, the oath that a watchman makes regarding that which was entrusted to him and is gone. And then the Shavuos HaEidus, the oath that a person might make saying that he doesn't know the testimony. They're basically subpoenaing him to court, and he's saying that he makes an oath that he doesn't know anything about this. And if it's not true, that's the example of such a Shavua. We're dealing, as we mentioned, with Shavuos Bitui, but now we have a little bit of perspective of what the other possibilities are. We're dealing with an oath, something will or will not be done, or did not happen, and it turns out to be false. So the rules of Shavuos Bitui are outlined in the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Hei, Pasuk Dalid, where there is a list of offenses that are going to receive the karban of Ole V'Yored when they are done unintentionally. So the karban of Ole V'Yored, literally it goes up and goes down, is a 3-tiered type of karban. The pasuk says, "Im lo sagia yado deise," if the person cannot afford the animal which was outlined, then he would bring 2 birds, torim or bnei yona, doves. And if that doesn't work, v'im lo sasig yado l'shtei sorim alushnei bnei yona, then he's going to bring an offering of flour. What is the offense that we're going to be focusing on that this applies to? So Pasuk Dalet tells us, O nefesh, a person kisi shova, he made an oath, levate b'sfasayim, which he articulated with his lips. Rashi says it's not enough if he thought it. He actually had to express it. Lahara o lehetiv, to do bad or to do good. Now, this is not bad and good in terms of mitzvahs. This is bad and good in terms of the way people would make oaths. Something that's bad for me, like not eating or not sleeping, or lehativ, to yes do good, meaning I will eat or I will sleep normally. So lahara or lehativ, to do bad or do good, to do or not to do something, and it's in the future to do it. And then the pasuk continues and says, l'chola shayivatei ha'odam b'shivua, whatever it is that the person would articulate, says Rashi, l'rabos l'sha'ovar, that comes to include the past. I did or did not do it. And as a result, we have two cases that end up with another two cases. We have two cases, meaning the conventional case where a person makes an oath of commitment, what he will or will not do in the future, and it ends up being an additional two because we flip it and say that that's true regarding the past as well. Rashi Vayas observes that there's additional ribui to tell us, after varim she'ein bo'en hara'a v'hatava, even things that do not have to do with bad and good. They're just facts. The person's making a commitment, whatever the commitment is, he's going to have to observe it. Again, going back to the Mishnah, shavuos, the cases of oaths, and we're dealing specifically with shavuas bitui sfasayim, something that was articulated by the lips, meaning the starting place of oaths, just that it was a commitment. Shtayim shehin arba, there are two that become four, and that's the future, to yes or to not, plus the past, to yes or to not, that it did or did not happen. The Mishnah does continue, but we're not going to focus on it, but just to make observation on the second line, Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shehin Arba. We had in the beginning of Maseches Shabbos a similar expression, two cases that become four. And that refers to the original prohibition as stated, not to take something out from the private domain into the public domain. They were talking about taking things as donations to the Mishkan. So Vayaviru Kol Bamachane, they let out the command in the camp that they should no longer take things from the private domain into the public domain. That's shtayim, that's two possible cases. That could be a person standing in Rishus HaYochid, the private domain, and he lifts the item that's with him and puts it in the public domain. Or it could be a person in the public domain who's taking from the private and bringing it to the public. Either way, it's something that's coming from the house and going to the public area, and that's the original paradigm of hotza'ah, of not transferring, carrying on Shabbos. But it's Shehein Arba, it becomes four, because just as we have this mitzvah not to take something from the private and bring it to the public, we're going to have the same rule not to take something from the public and bring it to the private. And that's also two cases. You could be standing outside or you could be standing inside when you do that. So again, it's the same type of model, that there's an original case, which is two, but it ends up being four by the time we're done with the logic that's relevant. In the case of Shavuos, it was future plus past. In the case of Yetzias HaShabbos, it's taking out from the private into the public, and then we add another two, public into the private. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.